Well, Jason Goodman and myself, we have run-ins with AMLs as all morning listeners, and 99.9% of the time it's pleasant.
Yeah, like run-in, I would assume you mean like when I hear run-in, I think bad, but no, 99.9% of the time, they're awesome.
Yeah, really.
It's like a great to meet you moment.
Yeah, and sometimes it's online, it might be a message. I think Jason's interaction with the AML recently was online. I guess you have that ready. If not, I'll share mine real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what you said.
Okay. Do you want to do yours?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I think that's partly the problem with him today.
Yeah.
In his own head.
Yeah, something's going on.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
And so I had court the other day. It was for somebody who's asking for a retrial, and we had to go, had a hearing, and the judge was going to say whether or not, not she's going to allow a retrial on our whole custody and all that stuff case.
Mm-hmm. Fun
yeah,
times.
It was fun on a Thursday for the judge, who's very nice, but the judge's like, all right, I can't make my decision now. Court is over. It's like 5. I will decide and let you know on Tuesday. So you have the whole weekend to worry about, like, is there going to be a whole new trial, which would be tens of thousands of more dollars, stress, starting over. I think it reverses everything that was already decided 4 months ago. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And you have to make a reappearance just to learn whether that's going to happen or not.
Yes, it went back. And anyway, no retrial. Okay, so good news. But I'm going through and I'm like taking my belt off.
You left early.
I left early.
You were talking about leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I left. I actually didn't say anything. I left. Oh, yeah, I did say right before I left. So I got to go to court.
And we were saying all day, Jared has court right now. So
Jared's
he's not
got
here.
Court. Yes.
Jared's got court. Right. And I didn't know that. So I'm going through, this is probably, I had to be there at 9. So it was 9 o'clock. I'm going through the security at the courthouse, and you have to take your belt off and put your stuff in the bin, kind of like the airport.
Uh-huh.
So my belt, I go, take my belt off. A lady turns around and goes, hey, are you Jared from Jared and Katie in the Morning? I go, yeah. I said, I heard you at court today, and here you are. I'm like, hey.
Hello.
I'll put my belt back on in a minute, and I'll talk to you.
Just my belt out of my slacks.
And then we go through the thing, and I was like, good luck today. She's like, all right. She said, you too. And I go, okay. And I have no idea what she's doing. Go to the elevator. She comes into the elevator. She goes, what floor? And I go, 2. She's like, oh, yeah, me too. He gets out. She's like, which one are you going to? I go, 2E. She's like, me too. So we're both in the same courtroom. So I think I heard her case.
Uh-huh.
I think she heard part of mine. I was like, nice meeting you. But before, actually, I took my belt. I go, shling, take my belt off. And I go, hey. And she's like, oh, you're Jared from Jared and Kate. I'm like, yeah. It's like, oh, I listen every morning. I love the show. Heard Katie and Jason and Matt saying that you were in court and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah. And I go, and they're like, sir, are you an attorney? I was dressed nice for once. And I should have said yes, but I guess it's a lie.
Correction. You were dressed partly nice for once.
Yeah.
We'll
get to
the rest of that.
True. Mm-hmm. With what the way standing up, it was nice.
Okay. Sitting down, different story.
Okay. Yeah. That's
true. Changes dramatically.
Mm-hmm. It changes. Mm-hmm. And I was going through and I put my phone in the thing and all that. And the lady goes, are you an attorney? And I go, no.
No.
And I go, no, why? She said, you can't bring your phone in, which I know. And I totally forgot. And you have to have a quarter to put it in this little thing.
Oh, yeah, you got to lock it.
Well,
lock
that's futuristic.
I know, exactly.
That's modern.
Well.
That's
so modern.
I mean, people in and out of there so much with the technology to fix that thing. If it broke, forget it.
Well, usually you can just like maybe put your phone up to it and scan them with money, whatever. I'd rather pay $1 and use my phone than scrounge around for quarters somewhere.
Or how about the locker's free? You're already in court. You're already stressed out. Like, you're collecting all these quarters?
I don't know.
So then it's right outside. So they go back out. And I don't have a quarter. So I have to go. I go all the way back to my car, go in the parking deck, go up the elevator.
Oh,
da, da, da.
Boy.
I go outside, and there's a lady. She goes, did you? And I was like, crap. She saw my phone. She goes, she saw me go in and come back out. She said, oh, did you forget about your phone? I'm like, yeah. She said, do you need a quarter? And I go, I do. She said, I brought extra quarters today just in case.
Oh, that's was so nice.
The nicest lady. Then she stabbed me. No, she was like the nicest lady on earth. And I go, thank you so much. And like, we're all in a hurry. I'm like, thank you. I said, I don't have a quarter to give you back. I said, but thank you. And she put the quarter in. You take the thing out. She said, now remember, if you lose the little key, it's $115 replacement.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
They had a little sign up there. I'm like, this does not make any sense. A key?
That's what I'm saying. You could have a code. You know what I'm saying? You put your card up through it and you
it tells you a code.
Or you just like the things in a hotel room, you can pick your own code.
Or make lockers free.
I also wonder if like somehow, some way it's testing how responsible you are. You know what I mean? Like if you can't keep hold of a key for the time that you're inside of a building for however long.
You're guilty.
You're guilty. No. You deserve to go to jail.
I think it's just them wanting to make a lot of money.
It could be. I don't know.
Or you're freaking stressed out and this is the last thing you're thinking about and you're holding a key that you never had held before.
It could be. That,
but it has like a little thing you put around your wrist.
Yeah.
Then you feel stupid because you have this key hanging down from your wrist. Anyway, I just...
Your Honor, is that on your
shling,
wrist?
Shling, shling, shling. And then when I was in court, the judge was like, our judge, because you're assigned now in family court, a judge that is your judge as long as they're a judge.
Oh, they stick with your...
Yeah, instead of going from different ones, so there's more consistency, so they understand the case, which I think is really great. Mm-hmm. Now, every state's not like that, and it's new to North Carolina. But everyone in court that day, except for us, were representing themselves. Everybody.
Oh, really?
Everybody.
Wow.
I was shocked. So it's interesting to see, and a lot of them were short and asking for continuances, and some said, oh, I do need an attorney, and they continued it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like 99%, this is what I've learned about court. 99% of things, every time you go to a court thing, it's a continuance.
Ugh. Yeah.
It's like 99% of the time. And it's
such
and
a
with
drag.
Attorneys too. Mm-hmm. Continued. All right. And so they're representing themselves, and the judge was like, do you need your phone to help represent yourself? Do you have things on your phone? Yes. So they have to give them a form. They go downstairs. I'm like, there's got to be a better way. Anyway, so the thing happens. The judge makes a ruling that no new retrial, which is a lot of stress off me at least. And I was just like, oh, God, thank God. And so I leave. And I go back to my car. I'm in like a really good mood. And I see the lady who gave me the quarter.
Yeah.
And she goes, you on the radio? I was like, yeah. I said,
man,
yeah.
She of said, all places.
You're smiling. Good. I said, yeah. It could have been bad, and it's not for me. So anyway, and I go, I was such a good mood. I said, do you have Venmo? And she was like, yeah. And so I gave her a tip for...
How much?
Nice.
I gave her $20.
That's very kind.
Jared.
She was prepared. I think
because
that's very nice of you
she
because...
she saved my... I mean,
she was prepared.
She was prepared, yes. And I have been to court now a couple times, which I had not in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know to leave the phone in the car.
Yeah.
I just was not
habit.
Thinking.
It's
yeah.
habit.
Yeah, and I was
you're
like,
worried
crap.
About the case, and the last thing you're thinking about
is your phone.
Phone.
Yeah, but it was in my hand.
In this moment, this woman got
yes.
up and out of the door thinking, I might need this or somebody might need this,
yeah.
and let me pack extra. She didn't have to do
I
that.
Said, it's really nice, and I said, keep being nice to people.
Yeah.
She could not believe it. I'm
That's
like,
nice.
But also, I was in a good mood. If something else happened, I'd be like, knock the quarters out of her hand and get me out of my car.
So
no,
rude.
But you know what I'm saying? I was like, I just happened to see her as I'm walking back to my car. She was standing as I'm about to cross the street. I'm like, hey, aren't you? And she's like, oh, well, are you? I'm like, yeah. And anyway. So I had two really good run-ins with AMLs. Jason, I'm sure.
In the court. In the courthouse.
That's the thing that's weird. In
yes,
the court.
In the court.
The last place I would think, they're like, are you chair? I'm like, who are you? Are
Once
you?
Again, an opportunity for why are you in court today? And
oh,
you
I know.
Missed
yeah.
it.
I know.
Oh, well. Not supposed to have your phone, but.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so that was my run-in with an AML and All Morning Listener. Jason's interaction with an AML, a lot different, and I think his feelings are hurt today. Find out why next, Jared and Katie in the morning.